It is Pink FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And it is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where if we had anything classified, we'd release them.
They don't know what they're doing. You understand that?
But we don't even know.
We don't even have files.
We did have a closet, letters. But now that was cleaned out. And there's a cowgirl still stuck in there.
Yeah, honey, that's listen not to a place podcast. To live. Yeah.
Welcome to our worldwide audience, streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story, George Strait, continues to be amazing and awesome. And as it was a Sunday down there in Bernie, Texas, it was donation-only attending. It was a fundraiser in that regard for the Texas flood relief. And it was a per-plate type thing. So there wasn't publicity and there wasn't, like, press there, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just now getting some of the details of the whole thing. Well, the amazing news, $6.25 million raised for this. So they knew what they were doing with the Straight from the Heart benefit. The total could go higher, as you can still donate. George Strait and his social media team letting out the news there. And it's also making news that Garth Brooks, unannounced, shows up and shares the stage with King George. Yeah, so during this on Sunday in Bernie, and he sings several Garth songs. It is rather notable. That is one of the only few times George Strait and Garth Brooks have been on the same stage and shared a microphone. So we'll look into that in the flashback. It's pretty noteworthy. But also, Jamie Johnson was there. A great Dean Dillon, of course. Wade Bowen, Hudson Westbrook, William Beckman, and a bunch of other singers. Abbott, Cruz, they were all there. So 6.25 and growing. King George doing way more than his part.
I want to know what these people do for a living.
They buy expensive plates.
I was going to say.
Evidently.
Travis Kelce fans are not having an iconic moment. He recently returned to the Kansas City Chiefs training camp, missing a signature piece of his style. That would be his hair. The tight end going viral for taking very good care of his body in the offseason, which is in peak condition, and is rocking a new buzz cut. Everyone chiming in about the bold move, including Coach Andy Reid, who says that Travis now looks 20 years old, while the Twitterverse are sending condolences like RIP to the luscious locks, and an angel has lost its wings. Travis saying he focused a lot on running during his downtime, not to mention his relationship. He spent most of the break with Taylor in Florida and New York.
That was a football report. From training camp. There you go. Underway.
Mm-hmm.
Currently in an NFL franchise city near you. I feel weird that I'm the one bringing up the Miranda thing, but have you seen the Miranda Lambert video? Have you? You need to search it right now.
I mean, I read the story.
Bring it up. Let me know when it's up. You can watch it live on air. So, Miranda Lambert on the stage in Seattle. I'm assuming this is over the weekend and concert. And there's video. And she's walking out on the front extension of the stage. And she's wearing a denim short skirt.
Mm-hmm.
To which if you had pit passes or front row.
Oh, boy.
Are you seeing it yet?
There's some action in the back section there.
Yeah. So everyone's wondering, like, she had to know, right? That it's just hello.
The biscuits
from there.
The biscuits are hanging out.
So is it intentional? Miranda hasn't, and she will at some point because she always does say something about it, and I feel very weird about this.
Yeah, well, I mean.
And that I watched it, and I apologize.
She looks fantastic.
But I was doing it for the show.
I don't know that most things done by superstars, that anything is done on accident.
I mean, she had to have a friend that was like, you know, girl, please, you know, don't. Well, like before she goes out.
You know, being a girl, one would think you would feel what's going on.
Good news is there was no kiss cam. On this particular concert. See, the George would have solved this.
Yes, you're George.
George would have solved all of this.
They are here to save George. Those. She knows. Thank you. You know, Zach Brown newly engaged to Kendra Scott, but make no mistake about it, there's still big drama with his latest ex-wife. A major legal battle brewing as he's accusing Kelly Yazdi of stealing confidential documents and violating a confidentiality agreement, while the little lady has been documenting all of their entire split on social media, namely TikTok. They parted ways in December of 2023. They go to court in September. Meanwhile, you can look for new music from Zach, where he teams up with the rapper Snoop Dogg, who calls the collaboration Gangster Gumbo.
Whoa.
He's not wearing shorts.
Because I still feel weird about bringing up the Miranda thing, Tyra Banks yesterday said that she eats crumbs in her bed.
Jenna, I clean crumbs by eating them.
A week later, you would go in there and eat that.
Yeah, if I knew it was mine in my bed, yeah.
We salute her for her courage. Thank you.
I mean, there's crumbs for
still
an
feel weird
week?
About the Miranda thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sorry.
I'm just thinking about sleeping on top of those crumbs for a week. So it's not easy getting the kids on a plane for a nice family vacation. But Kate Middleton will not have Prince William as backup to handle young Prince George. You see, the Brits, they've got a rule that any heirs to the throne cannot fly together on the same plane after the age of 12. Rumor has it that William disagrees with all this and may know something about it, considering he is a pilot. Kensington Palace has not returned press requests for a comment.
Just put him in the stowaway. Just up there. We'll just put you up there.
George!
Well, like it or not, it will be going down in the books as the highest grossing, biggest money making country tour of all time. That would be Beyonce's just wrapped Cowboy Carter tour. $407 million. That tops the previous record holder, Zach Bryan, who sings a little more country music. Country music. And speaking of other country music, Luke Bryan was performing over the weekend in North Dakota and was smacked in the face on stage with an object. At least he wasn't wearing the short skirt.
See? Yeah.
There you go.
Thank heavens.
In the middle of another Can't Miss morning, KB and Heather Lee. Hank Cafe.
If that happened at every single Luke Bryan concert, I think that would be the highest grossing. Here's Miranda because I feel guilty about life.